Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here. Here.
Say it loud, say it clear, refugees are welcome here.
Refugees are welcome here.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings be upon you all. My name is Abdullah. I'd like to thank you all for coming at this time, supporting Muslims, migrants, women, refugees, LGBT, all the communities that Donald Trump used in his speech, in his campaign against all of the people that I've mentioned. So I thank you very much for coming down today. Y'all got too much stuff holding, man. Can you hold it? So please bear with me, because, I'm just drunk. Please bear with me, I lost my voice. But to let you know, this is not new, my brothers and sisters. This is not new. The Muslim ban, the attacks on refugees, is not new. We have it in our own country here in the UK. This is not a new policy against migrants and Muslims in the UK, because we have detention centers like yours would. We have deportation charter flights, unjust and illegal regulations. I ask you all to write to your local MPs and question them on what they are doing. Please do not sit down. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this, what the government is doing to refugees, if they had the chance to get away with it, they would have done it to us. These people are our neighbours, our teachers, our doctors, our NHS staff, our nurses. And most importantly, they are human beings. The crisis going on to our brothers and sisters could have happened to anyone. Our government tries to make our differences a problem, to cause us conflict between us. Just remember this: exploitation and government decisions are the ones that lower our wages, are the ones that raise our taxes, not migrants. Stretching our public services is not migrants' fault, because migrants make our NHS. Our government has failed us. The system is broken, not the people. We won't be fooled, brothers and sisters, into hating each other for the failing of this Tory government. However, no matter what the government plans, we, Muslim, Jews, Christians, need to come together. We, black, white, Arab and Asian, need to come together. Old and young need to come together, because our struggles are united. Whether it's against racism, Islamophobia, homophobia, transphobia, sexism and anti-Semitism, or xenophobia, we refuse to be divided. And I would like to finish off, because I tried to make my speech as small as possible, with the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him: an Arab has no superiority over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab has any superiority over an Arab. Also, a white has no superiority over a black, nor does a black have any superiority over a white, except by piety and good actions. Learn that every person is a brother and a sister, and that we constitute of one brotherhood and sisterhood, humanity. Nothing shall be legitimate, as we are all of one body. Therefore, do not do injustice to your own body. Thank you. Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Say it loud, say it clear.
Refugees are welcome here.
Theresa May, shame on you. Theresa May,
shame on you.
Theresa May,
shame on you.
Say hey, say
ho.
Donald Trump is not welcome here, say hey.
Hey,
say ho.
Ho.
Donald Trump is not welcome here, say hey.
Hey, ho.
Donald Trump is not welcome here, say hey.
Hey, ho.
Donald Trump is not welcome here. My last one. From Palestine to Mexico, all walls have to go. From Palestine to Mexico.
All walls have got to go.
Thank you to everybody. Put your name down on the list down here. Come through to Rotherham on Saturday to oppose the EDL and join the demonstration on the 18th. Thank you very much. Big round of applause to you. Woo!